What did you say? Cried my sister, beginning to scream. Oh, oh, what did you call me? Hold me, someone. Little by little, she was deliberately making herself angry. Joe and I had seen this happen many times before. Hold you, said Orlick in disgust. If you were my wife, I'd hold you tight round the neck until you couldn't breathe. Oh, screamed my sister. Me, a married woman, being spoken to like this in my own house, and my husband standing nearby. Oh, oh. And like a mad woman, she pulled her hair loose and rushed at the forge door, which I had luckily locked. Poor Joe had no choice. He had to challenge Orlick to fight. But Joe was the strongest man in the village, and very soon Orlick, like the pale young gentleman, was lying on the ground. Then Joe unlocked the door and picked up my sister, who had dropped unconscious to the ground, but only after watching the fight through the window. She stayed in the kitchen for the rest of the day, and Joe and Orlick shared a glass of beer peacefully together in the forge. That afternoon, when I arrived at Miss Havisham's house, it wasn't Estella who opened the gate, but a cousin of the old lady's. Miss Havisham looked just the same as before. "Well," she said, "I hope you don't expect me to give you anything.